You are now tuned in to Sheriff Says What's Up. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the show.
This broadcast is brought to you by The Fiery Factory, premium Alaskan cannabis. Podcast also made possible by The Apothecarium, Las Vegas Cannabis Dispensary. Plus, we've got a new sponsor, and that name goes by KO Paste. All natural toothpaste, that's that knockout paste that will give you the award-winning smile. Bing. Make sure that you visit kopaste.com. KOPASTE.com. Now, without further ado, here's your host, Sheriff!
I'm a soda nigga for treason!
Yeah, baby, that's what's up. Alright, man. We got an interesting show for you today. I don't even know what all this is going to be about. But I can tell you that most of it's going to be about this AOA... This Ocasio deal. God, this was the dumbest shit I ever did in my life. Okay, but it's hilarious, though. It's so hilarious. Okay, so first off, let's start off by talking about Ilhan Omar real quick. I want to get this out of the way. Ilhan Omar says McDonald's workers only earn $7,000 a year. So she says in this infographic or whatever she's got before her, she's like, okay, well, are you aware that you only make $7,000 a year? And she's talking about your median, right? Your median, which is a year long, right? And as a matter of fact, they make like $23,000 a year, like just a regular employee there, you know, make $11 an hour or whatever, right? But she suggests that they make only $7,000 a year. So I said, what you're really trying to say is that Ilhan Omar is a fucking idiot. Pretty funny, huh? So then there's a bill that was signed into action at the White House. And I said, so basically, we're giving away more free money we don't even have in the first place for unidentified artificial intelligence that AI is used a lot and is not well defined. Dump money into anyone who qualifies. Hey, free money. Nobody cares about the debt anymore with the money symbol afterwards. Mark R. Levin from the Mark Levin Show says, why hasn't rabid bigot Omar been removed from her committee assignments? Why isn't there a resolution condemning her? Both happened to King. And notice the passive media too? And I said, yep, she got a slap on the wrist by her idiot enabling superiors. Oh, you! Pretty funny, huh? So then I start tearing into Ocasio's deal. I said, hey, dingbat AOC, I'm not Republican, but you are an idiot asshat, because they were saying, oh, Republicans pounce on the Green New Deal. I was like, yeah, okay, Green Horn Deal. Whatever. I'm not, and I said, I'm not Republican, but you are an idiot asshat. Then I quoted, the Green New Deal is a four-part program for moving America quickly out of crisis into a secure, sustainable future. Like, that's the dumbest shit ever, right? Hashtag order from chaos. The liberalcrats are so typical. Then I'm like, what? Are you freaking Big Bird now? I said, so far, all I see is jive talk. And we're a whole paragraph in. Quote unquote. Inspired by the New Deal programs that helped us out of the Great Depression of the 1930s, the Green New Deal would provide similar relief and create an economy that makes our communities sustainable, healthy, and just. And I said, so far, all I see is jive talk. And we're a whole paragraph in. All right, so then we tear into it. Oh, believe me, I went line by line until I got sick of looking at this thing. Here we go. You guys ready? The four pillars of the Green New Deal. And my thoughts were, this deal is so weak and pathetic that it cannot even stand on its own. Needs pillars to hold its drunk ass up. Okay. One, the Economic Bill of Rights. I said the economy needs its own Bill of Rights, y'all. It's so oppressed. Economic rights matter. Gosh, AOC, which is Ocasio. I said, that poor economy, what'll it do? Will it survive? My gosh. Just when I thought this couldn't get any dumber, I read the line that follows immediately after the dumbest crap I've ever read in my life. Our country cannot truly move forward until the roots of inequality are pulled up and the seeds of a new, healthier economy are planted. I said, I'm cojones deep into this bill already, and I'm still not seeing the point you got me here for, Ocasio. What the fuck?
Today, Junior?
Alrighty, as if that wasn't enough. I also said, hashtag Greenhorn Deal, replacing unemployment with local employment offices. I said, this already exists? Real Donald Trump, is she high on crack? Quote unquote, offering public sector jobs, which are stored in job banks. I said, and she could have stopped there, but nope, she kept on going. In order to take up any slack in private sector employment. I said, well, no bipartisanship here. Looks like communism to me and smells like bullshit too. Ha ha ha, VP, which is vice president. And then it says, quote unquote, local communities will use a process of broad stakeholder input and democratic decision-making to fairly implement these programs. I said, plus decision-making is now one word like baby-making is? Yeah, they actually put decision-making as a compound word. Then I quoted, pay-to-play prohibitions will ensure that campaign contributions or lobbying favors do not impact decision-making. I said, so, Eric Trump, that means they found their way around this somehow? Cryptocurrency? Money transfers on the hush-hush? Heh, jeez. This bill is so see-through. And then I continued on with, pay-to-play prohibitions will ensure that the campaign contributions or lobbying favors do not impact decision-making. I said, since when do they, the far-left-wing whack-a-moles, care about pay-for-play, FLOTUS? Here's a positive, at least. They're slowly showing signs of shifting from illegal entry access, prostitute, and drug dealing to job slinging. Mark at least that one for a win, but wait. How are we gonna match people to jobs? Are we turning straight commie in just one bill now? We will end unemployment in America once and for all by guaranteeing a job and a living wage for every American willing to and able to work. I said they guarantee jobs. We should hold that one up to the light. They guarantee jobs for one and for all. Come on, come on. Trump's got jobs. So wait, there's more. 2, workers' rights, including the right to a living wage, to a safe workplace, to a fair trade, and to organize a union at work without fear of firing or reprisal. I said, get a job and start building your own team of miscreants. The boss can't fire us. Hashtag right to work. I said, this whole line is like, yeah, 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 yeah. And then it's like, what the fuck, communist? Which is the one about the boss can't fire you. I put in quotes, we want socialism, we want socialism, we want socialism, said no American ever. Quote unquote. The right to quality health care, which will be achieved through a single-payer Medicare for All program. I said, hey, you guys! What the fuck is a single-payer Medicare for All program? Seriously, can someone break this down? Or do the dragons finally come in this episode? Who is the single-payer? IRS? I still don't get it yet. What the fuck am I even looking at, AOC? Seriously? The fuck is this? The right to a tuition-free, quality, federally funded, locally controlled public education system from preschool through college. We will also forgive student loan debt from the current era of unaffordable college education. Your debt? Fuck it. Sally Mae? Fuck 'em. Your tuition? Kiss that money goodbye. Quote unquote, the right to tuition-free, quality, federally funded, locally controlled public education system from preschool through college. I said, because preschoolers have to worry about tuition. Hashtag Greenhorn Deal. Number 5, the right to decent affordable housing, including an immediate halt to all foreclosures and evictions. We will, please, do tell me, of all peeps, who came up with something like this, right? How you shall perform this incredible feat. This is ridiculousness. Quote unquote, create a federal bank with local branches to take over homes with distressed mortgages and either restructure the mortgages to affordable levels, or if the occupants cannot afford a mortgage, rent homes to the occupants. I said, you lost me at quote unquote, create a federal bank with endless money. I said, and AOC, please do tell me how you meant to say some and not all. I said, and I do quote, expand rental and home ownership assistance. I said, that's all you got for that line? Tell me how, you dumbass. Create ample housing and I said it in and again, Cortez. Another line you're neglecting that lacks important data and statistics showing exactly how you're going to get this done. Hashtag Greenhorn Deal. If this was a business plan, you get no loan, ever. Quote unquote, offer capital grants to nonprofit developers of affordable housing until all people can obtain decent housing at no more than 25% of their income. More free money for nothing, looks like, and fuck inflation, we're doing things the socialist way from now on. I said, this is too easy. Quoting, the right to accessible and affordable utilities, heat, electricity, phone, internet, and public transportation through democratically run, publicly owned utilities that operate at cost, not for profit. I said, all I see is a bunch of entitled brat bullshit and nothing of substance. The right to accessible and affordable utilities, heat, electricity, phone, internet, and public transportation through the democratically run, publicly owned utilities that operate at cost, not for profit. I said, you can own all these utilities for the low, low price of your freedom. The right to accessible, affordable utilities, heat, electricity, phone, internet, and public transportation through democratically run, publicly owned utilities that operate at cost, not for profit. I said, you have a right to affordable XYZ that we control. Again, I quote, the right to accessible, affordable utilities, heat, electricity, phone, internet, and public transportation through democratically run, publicly owned utilities that operate at a cost, not for profit. I said, you have a right to XYZ and it'll cost you, but only we reap the profits. The right to accessible and affordable. And I said, am I under arrest? They keep reading me my rights with minimal to no responsibilities expected of me. Number 7. The right to fair taxation that's distributed in proportion to ability to pay. In addition, corporate tax subsidies will be made transparent by detailing them in public budgets where they can be scrutinized, not hidden as tax breaks. I said, let's go home. This ain't America no more. 7. The right to fair taxation that's distributed in portion to ability to pay. You can't pay your taxes? Don't worry. It's perfectly okay. A soldier overseas doesn't need your funding. Our streets don't need repaving. Our federal employees don't need to get paid adequately. I said, gosh, I've got to hit the bong. This is taking too long, Dan Bongino. I am knee deep in the shit now, buddy. I can't get enough of this shit kicking. Must be because I'm from Texas. Yeah! And I put a cowboy emoji. So I come back a few minutes later and I say, where was I? Corporate tax subsidies will also be made transparent by detailing them in public budgets where they can be scrutinized, not hidden as tax breaks. I said, oh yes, Cortez and a Greenhorn deal. Is this another real Donald Trump tax returns attack? Number 2. A green transition. Oh snap, Diamond and Silk. This where Cortez tried to become, I don't know, like not a greenhorn? Ooh! You know what that means for the military, brat? It's on! Like what? Say, like Donkey Kong! Oh! Hashtag rites of passage.
The second priority of the Green New Deal is a green transition program that will convert the old gray economy into a new sustainable economy that is environmentally sound, economically viable, and socially responsible. We will...
No! You won't! I said, did you know the economy was a lemon party all of a sudden? All old and gray, the economist. And this is a person, the economist. I said, says so here in this democratic jargon here.
The Green New Deal is a green transition program that will convert the old gray economy into a new sustainable economy.
Hold on, VP, Vice President. I just want to point out real quick.
Convert the old gray economy into new sustainable economy that's environmentally sound, economically viable, and
socially
responsible.
I said, why sound? Plus, all possible definitions of viable. Notice the fetus having something to do with it? Viable, capable of living. Viable,
of a fetus, especially outside the womb.
Viable, capable of growing or developing. Viable, capable of working, functioning, or developing adequately. Viable, capable of existence and development as an independent unit. Viable, having a reasonable chance of succeeding. Viable, financially sustainable. So this is all this thing. They're lumping everything into one definition, you understand? The way they're gonna be financially sustainable on their own. And they're gonna have stuff of a fetus. I mean, like, it's all here in the definition. You just look the word up, and bam, there it is. Oh my lord. I mean, like, you gotta wonder what the fuck Viacom stands for. Like that? Like what, now you're talking to fetuses? Like, I don't get it. Gross. And I put a bunch of clown emojis for it, right? Okay, so then I moved on and said,
number one, invest in green business by providing grants and low interest loans to grow green businesses and cooperatives with an emphasis on small, locally based companies.
I said green businesses, green businesses, green businesses, green businesses, and a bunch of emojis with dollar bills flying away and hand, like, face palms. And I said, at Marcus Lemonis. Like, look at this. Like, oh my god, Marcus Lemonis, look. So they're just giving away money at this point. Money is just the, ooh, flying away. It's like flying by. Like, those are the wings and shit, and it's flapping. Right? Like.
Invest in green business by providing grants and low-interest loans to grow green businesses and cooperatives.
I said, and whoever the fuck cooperates gets some of this green business. Money flying away, facepalm. Money flying away, facepalm. Money flying away, facepalm. So like a bunch of those, right? And then all clowns afterwards again, right? And I said, at Tom Fitton. And those of you who are familiar with Judicial Watch and they see that Judicial Watch name pop up all the time, yeah. Headed by Tom Fitton. Carried by people like me.
And you! So may you choose.
Invest in green business with an emphasis on small, locally based companies that keep the wealth created by local labor circulating in the community rather than being drained off to enrich absentee investors.
I say, keep the wealth?
Will Donald Trump? Uh-oh, money problems.
So yeah, you get the idea. So yeah, this new green horde deal became her.
I am becoming the me that you know. He doesn't come around much. But even when I'm right with you, I'm so far away. I could try to get away, but I've strapped myself in.
So anyways, Dan Bongino, thanks for pointing that thing out. Can't wait for your new cast today. I said, oh, look! Now we got green jobs!
Provide green jobs by enacting the...
The only reason I do it in this voice is so you can tell the difference between me talking and how I'm imagining them saying this behind the scenes.
Provide green jobs by enacting the full employment program, which will directly provide 60 million jobs in sustainable energy and energy efficiently retrofitting mass transit and complete streets that promote safe bike and pedestrian traffic.
I said, I don't understand any of this sneaky terminology, Dan Bongino. Are there any footnotes on this thing? For my anxiety's sake, along with my sanity's, I'm actually afraid to look.
And complete streets.
And complete streets is quoted, by the way.
That promote safe bike and pedestrian traffic.
As if we didn't have that already, okay.
Regional food systems based on sustainable organic agriculture and clean manufacturing.
So that's one hell of a run-on sentence. They didn't even complete their first four thoughts before any of this, plus none in the middle of that. Act 3. I put Act on this one. Act 3. Real financial reform. Uh-oh, Will Donald Trump. More money problems. Time to open up the box and call John Taffer.
The takeover of our economy by big banks and well-connected financiers has destabilized both our democracy and our economy.
I said, I thought you fixed the World Bank problem while I was complaining about the wall distractively to the Democrats, real Donald Trump. What even is this? Revenge?
It's time to take Wall Street out of the driver's seat and to free the truly productive segments of working America and make this economy work for all of us. Real financial reform will not.
Okay.
It's time to take Wall Street out of the driver's seat and to free the truly productive segments of working America to make this economy work for all of us. Real financial reform.
I said, why is this block of text not outlining the parts this is covering, Sin Schumer? You okay? It's so funny, man. And then I ended it on all this. I said, how did the critic say to you, Mike Dunleavy-Gov, quote unquote, looks good on paper, but is it really? I said something like that. Well, this wouldn't even look good on film. This would not even look appealing in the least bit on paper. Nor does this webpage look snazzy and blinged out either. And then you hear this on a video of their commercial, because I got tired of fucking reading it. And I was like, God, there's got to be something else on it, right?
So as you know, the climate crisis has been entirely missing in action.
So I said, you know who else was MIA? Senator John McCain. For 4 years, he was being brainwashed as a prisoner of war. As soon as he got back, he ran for office. Then, he died in office. And you can thank him for all this idiotic, actual human trafficking and tragedies as well. From what I gather, at least. So, I listened to this video first. And I listened to what she said. And then I said something afterwards. But here's the video.
So, as you know, the climate crisis has been entirely missing in action in the presidential debate between the two establishment parties. I want you to know that we can solve this problem with a political voice that's of, by, and for the people, that is not sponsored by the fossil fuel industry. We can, in fact, create an emergency jobs program that also solves the emergency of climate change. That's what the Green New Deal does. So it's like the New Deal that got us out of the Great Depression, but it's a Green New Deal, so it also solves the crisis of the climate.
And now here's that same clip, only backwards. Notice how many times you hear something that sounds like the word devil, and also how you hear slaves in there.
The
That also sounds like suicide, assault, and heavy German. Any German translators, you're more than welcome to tell me what the heck was just said. Okay, so from what I gather, this is a libertarian promoting a democratic bill, but this sounds like this is her libertarian deal. Like, she's speaking about this as if this is her deal, but keep in mind who is behind this. All the liberalcrats. You see, libertarian and Democrats, there are no differences. They all want the same thing. They all want some corrupt socialist democratic economy. Democratic is socialism. If you haven't gathered that libertarian and democratic are the same, like they're all one and the same, then I don't know what to tell you. This is kind of like how somebody who would be Meredith's party, and if you're Meredith's party, that means you're middle of the road. There is no left and right. The only thing you're worried about is fair reporting, making sure that no deal goes by unseen by the majority instead of just whoever does and doesn't see it. And three, if you're not worried about doing the right thing instead of the left thing or the right thing, if you're not worried about doing what's correct, what makes the most sense, and you're just throwing out verbal vomit and expecting that to grant you magic money, no, bitch, it don't fucking work like that. It never has, it never will, and it's never going to ever again. You understand me? Ever. So yeah, after seeing that video, I said, I checked. This didn't solve shit, and I got tired of reading it. The dragons never came, man. The dragons never came. Hashtag South Park, hashtag Game of Thrones. The end. And now look what I do.
Made possible by the Apothecarium, Las Vegas Cannabis Dispensary.
Plus, we've got a new sponsor, and that name goes by KO Paste. All natural toothpaste, that's that knockout paste that will give you the award-winning smile.
Bing.
Make sure that you visit KOPaste.com. KOPaste.com.